Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll get right to the phones. 248-539-9797. I don't believe in curses. I watched the Bengals win a playoff game.
Well, curses have their lifespan. Have their span.
Well, 31 years, kind of a weird lifespan for the Bengals curse. But there it is. They got a quarterback. They're rolling. There's some mojo. Stoney, I don't believe in curses. I believe in incompetence. I think that's what doomed the Bengals for a very long time until they hired the right people and drafted the right people. Right. And that is where I'm at as a Lions fan. I've never believed they're cursed. No Bobby Lane business. No Barry and Calvin. They wasted them because of their incompetence.
True, but the incompetence is part of the curse. Cincinnati, at least, yes, they hadn't won a playoff game in a long time, but at least they've been to the Super Bowl twice in my lifetime. You know, since Super Bowl's been around.
But it's not just them. The Browns and the Bills last year won for the first time in the playoffs since the 90s. The Lions are next.
But the Bills, you know, they've lost all four, but they've been to the Super Bowl. The Browns haven't, but you know, that's whatever.
I refuse to believe they're cursed. I know many people do feel the Lions are cursed. I think the path to winning in the playoffs was obvious if you paid attention this weekend. I'll get to that in a second. First, Ron on a cell. Ron, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going? Stoney, get the horn ready, because I don't know how many people can claim this, but I've been to both Lions home playoff games.
Me too.
You know, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
This team is cursed, and it's not going to stop until they get a coach that has won it. The Tigers did it with Sparky and Leland. The Wings did it with Bowman. Okay, Daly and the Pistons, they had McCloskey, who is a very good GM. But the problem with the Lions is Belichick 70. So I don't know how they get out of this.
Well, they had. Don't forget, they did hire somebody who did win a Super Bowl, and then he died, Don McCaffrey.
Well, yeah. And Bobby Ross, I mean, he got to one, but he lost, and then he went insane because the Lions drove him insane.
Correct. Exactly.
Well, and they've employed people who've gone on to be Super Bowl champions, like Belichick and Shula. It truly has been. They're just missed opportunities left and right throughout Lions history. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Ron.
You know what you learned as a Lion fan from just – if you want to learn anything from this playoff, this weekend, they were 1-4-1 against the teams that participated this weekend. They beat Arizona. They tied Pittsburgh. They lost to the Rams, the Eagles, and the Bengals. Now, if you incorporate the Packers, who had a bye, they were 1-6-1 against playoff teams. I think that says a lot.
There's a lot of work to be done. Stoney, the Bengals won because they had a shortcut. Joe Burrow, number one quarterback, changes some things. You look at Buffalo, whose history had been tormented. They made the Super Bowl and they had a quarterback. I think they've got a shot to go to the Super Bowl again because they got the quarterback, the shortcut. You look around the league and you see who's advancing. There's one exception, San Francisco.
Correct.
And it feels like that's the team that the Lions can most resemble. They have a game manager at quarterback. Mm-hmm. They're building their offensive line. Mm-hmm. They have a chance to go get a Bosa-esque pass rusher with the number two pick this year. The Niners are showing you can win a playoff game without a quarterback, But you got to get the infrastructure right.
Yes.
You got to build the trenches. You got to have a scheme that works. You got to have everything else. You know what it is, Tony? It's you got to make sure there's gas in the car, air in the tires. You got to make sure that an oil change has been done recently. You got to do all the little things
right,
if you're going to win without a quarterback.
Because the driver's not that important if
right,
the car works.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
I can drive the car,
right.
And I'm a horrible driver. Okay? Yeah, you're right. And you know what else? You have to be able to draft really well throughout the draft, which – it looks like Brad Holmes' first draft was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say great, but it looks like pretty – I mean, everybody played, which is rare, okay? Do you remember the first game of the season? Who'd they play, the Lions?
San Francisco.
Yeah. Who got hurt very early in that game?
Who got hurt?
Mostert.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this Elijah Mitchell guy?
Next man up.
Sixth-round pick. Boom.
Scores touchdown. Start the game.
Yeah.
Shanahan has been plug and play with the way they run. But I think that's what Campbell wants in Detroit, too. That is the team they are trying to model after. Not exactly, not the same schematics.
No,
but
Shanahan is a lot more creative, obviously.
Correct. And that's the one thing I would look at and say, if you want to be run first, you got to be creative. Because the way they do it, the motions, the wide receiver, although we saw the Lions use Amon-Ra St. Brown a little bit.
He's not Debo, but he doesn't have that speed, but yes.
But that's
right.
If you want to follow somebody's blueprint, you don't have a clear path to a quarterback.
Correct.
San Francisco needs to be your who you look up to, your idol right now in the NFL. Because that is a team that has a great offensive line, a great defensive line, and they win at the line of scrimmage. They cover up for their quarterback's shortcomings.
Right.
You do that until you have a chance to swing big. And they just did last year with Lance. We'll see how that transition goes in the future, but that's the blueprint for the Lions. You don't have a path to a superstar quarterback, so you have to do everything else right until the moment is right where you can go out and take the big swing.
And you have to hope that your tight end can play almost as good as his idol. Or who didn't do much yesterday except block.
You hope Hockenson's half of what Kittle is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the pieces they have defensively. You mentioned Bosa. Yes, you hope that.
You need a Fred Warner.
Whether it's Hutchinson or. Yes, exactly. Warner, Ward. Even guys that, you know, were drafted late. Ambry Thomas.
Yeah.
Turned into a decent player.
Gets out there, makes a player too.
Yeah.
So that's the team I think the Lions can most resemble. It's the hard way to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's the long way. It's not going to be overnight. I don't think they're going to the playoffs and winning a game next season.
No, and it's not always the most exciting either.
No. But I think when I watched this weekend's games, I thought Lions can't do what the Bengals are doing. They're not going to do what the Chiefs are doing.
No.
They don't have Josh Allen. They're not going to go perfect like the Bills did. The one path for them is what San Francisco did. Gritty, gut it out,
right.
Last second, big play, get the stop.
You could somehow do what people are going to laugh at me. Okay, what Tampa did, like, but at a lower level because of the quarterback situation. Because Tampa doesn't wow you.
No.
I mean, they're just efficient, and they have a great tight end. And all the injuries, and, you know, looking ahead to next week, it's going to be very interesting to see. You know, let's assume that the Rams win tonight. You know, Stafford going down to Tampa is going to be very – because Wirfs is hurt. And if he can't play – Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and a lot of those guys, even former Lion A'shaun Robinson, it might be a tough game for Brady. It might.
I love that you've already advanced the Rams to the next round.
I said if you assume.
Yeah. They are the favorites tonight. We're going to talk Stafford cast coming up at 7:35. I do have a question about just how fans are going to watch and root for this game, whether it's for Stafford or for the Cardinals. But we also need help. Rieger and I are doing this watch along tonight, and Stoney's going to join us, and Mike and Rico, and I know Wojo, Karsh Anderson, everybody's welcome to join throughout the broadcast tonight. But at the end, Rieger and I want to have a payoff, and it's going to be a shot of reality that one of us has to take. Stoney?
Yeah.
I'm sure your head... You've had some gruesome shots in your day.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come up with a gross shot for Rieger to take, or in a world where the Cardinals win, I got to take a shot of reality too. So I want the listeners to help us out with that as well. So we're going to do it as the hour rolls on here. A gross shot, the grossest shot you've ever had in your life, or the grossest shot that you can think of. In addition to just your rooting interest for tonight's matchup, 248-539-9797. Some ticket texts are coming in talking about incompetence versus curses, pointing out that the Lions have hired quote unquote good coaches before, Jim Caldwell and Steve Mariucci, and it hasn't worked out.
Mariucci was a used car salesman.
And I was going to take issue with both of them, because even Jim Caldwell, he came in and he cleaned up a lot of Jim Schwartz's mistakes, a lot of the penalties and the undisciplined stuff, but Jim Caldwell in the playoffs? Jim Caldwell late game decisions?
Yeah.
Jim Caldwell was not a great in-game
coach.
He was
not a I always said Jim Caldwell was great Monday through Saturday.
That's a great way to put it.
Sunday, he was not so great. And look, he was a good coach. There's no doubt about it. And he looks better because of what happened afterwards. I just thought, I agreed to a certain extent with Quinn. Maybe I wouldn't have used the same quote that 9-7 isn't good enough.
But I
thought Caldwell took them to a certain level. I didn't think they could get past that level.
When Caldwell was hired, and he may get hired again this circuit. I know he's
I think he should, actually. Either that or he'll coach the Michigan Panthers in the USFL.
As he takes a sip of coffee. Mm-hmm. Just throws that out there. That could happen. Jim Caldwell, 9-7 isn't good enough.
Right.
It should never be good enough.
No.
You can't lower your standards because you're the Lions. You still need to try to be the best you can be. I was fine with the decision. They did not hire the right coach.
Right.
And now Dan Campbell has got to dig him out of this situation. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.